So hello, it's Ian McKendrick from Watercolour Journey at Patchings Art Festival, and I've managed to corner the wonderful and amazing Fiona Peart.
Oh.
And we've been chasing each other the length and breadth of the...
People will talk.
I know they will.
No.
So Fiona, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you and what do you do?
Well, basically, I'm a watercolourist. I've always painted. And even as a child, all I wanted was paints, anything to do with paint. I didn't want Lego or anything. I just wanted paints, sticking, anything. And I was really fortunate because we lived in East Africa. And I think just to get me out of the house, on a Saturday, my mum and dad used to drive me down to this art group. It was a part of the East African Wildlife Society.
Yeah.
And they did a weekly Saturday afternoon with adults. And the adults had suddenly had this 12-year-old thrust upon them to look after, because my mum went off to something else. And they were marvellous. They'd give me big sheets of paper. They were huge. These sheets of paper were so big because I was only 12.
Yeah.
And they gave me whatever bits they had, so it was quite good stuff. And I started to paint like the grown-ups did, because I was with all these grown-ups. And I did kind of African huts and these African scenes and wild animals. And I used to go every Saturday. And they had an end-of-year exhibition. And, of course, I exhibited, didn't I, at 12. And my parents framed up, I think, the three best paintings. And they gave one to each grandparent. And I kept one. And as a 12-year-old, to experience that, I was hooked. I just loved the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's how I started.
Yeah.
And then I went through school and did a foundation year. And then I got a place in what was then Newcastle College of Art and Technology. But then I was offered a job at Nairn International as a trainee designer. And my parents always wanted me to teach, and they didn't really want me to be an artist because there wasn't a proper job.
Yeah.
That was not a proper job.
It seems to be a common theme amongst all the artists I've interviewed, that art is not a proper job.
No, it is not a proper job. and they wanted me to have something to fall back on. So I kind of fell out big time, really, because I went to art college. And then I got a trainee designing job in a studio. And then, to cut a long story short, went over to Holland as a trainee designer, and I had an agent selling my designs, and they went all over Europe. So I did surface design, which is anything you can think of on a surface, so wallpaper, flooring, roller blinds. So I started off as a designer. Then I moved to Belgium, and in Belgium, I went as a mature student at the age of 27. Mature, ha! and I did...
Well, you're only 28 now, surely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, and the rest. And then I did a fine art degree in specialising in watercolour and drawing. I had the Flemish Academy of Fine Art in Belgium. It was a four-year course, and it was the best thing I ever did. And it was very hard for me to get out of a design mindset and go into an art mindset.
So did you do this in your free time outside of your work? So it's just something you took off your own back to
I went back as a student. So I was bringing up my children. They were 3 and 5 at the time. So I'd cycle them, because it was in Belgium, so we were on bikes. I'd cycle with them, drop them off at school, then I'd go into college.
Yeah.
So it was perfect for me. So I did this four-year course, ended up with... Dutch was my second language, so I ended up with a strange degree, from the Flemish Academy. And then I came back to the UK and I started to teach, and I got a teaching certificate. And it all went from there, really. I started to teach weekly classes, and I used to paint and exhibit, and had exhibitions in Amsterdam, and there's some in Australia. So they go all over, and it just sort of snowballed from there.
Wow, wow.
So that's how I always had a career in art.
In art. Did you have any hobbies outside of art at all?
An artist, you live, breathe, and all the time you're just thinking about the next painting. It is an absolute lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it isn't a hobby, and I think if you have it from an early age, as I did, it's a passion for it.
Yeah.
And there's no thought of you doing anything else.
No.
You can't imagine.
No.
And of course... Because now Terry and I are together, two artists together, it's like perfect, because we do everything we do. We think about, I've got no hobbies, and Terry says to me, "We ought to get a hobby." Why? I love what I do. I'm quite happy without any more hobbies.
Yeah.
I tried knitting cakes. but do you know, knitting was never me. I tried desperately. I've joined the WI. I'm trying, but I still keep going back to art. So I've tried dabbling in other things as a hobby, but actually my hobby is what
you do all the time.
Yeah.
So what about other artists and other works of art? Mm. What inspires you?
I love going to the galleries in London. I'm a friend of the Royal Academy, so I like to go to all of their shows. And I like to go to the wacky summer exhibition, as well as things like the Impressionists. I love the Impressionists. I like Charles Rennie Mackintosh. I like all types of art. And I find every time I go to London to a gallery, it like recharges your batteries, and you come out thinking, God, those colours, and you just want to do other things. So that's what kind of inspires me. So Hockney Summer Exhibition, loved that. I went painting with Ken Howard for a week in Santorini. Just inspirational, the way he just goes out and does. I just love it. So other artists inspire me, but people like that, yeah.
And what about the influences? I know your main medium is watercolour. Yeah. I've seen you've been doing some acrylics as well.
Yeah, I do. I mean, primarily I've always been watercolour because that was my training. But actually, I love acrylics.
And pastels?
I do pastels. I don't do them quite so much, just because they tend to be messy to cart around for demonstrating and stuff, so I don't tend to do them quite so much. So it tends to be a watercolour and acrylics. I do oils, but again, I don't tend to demonstrate those, so I tend to stick to the water-soluble medium for demonstrating. Yeah. It's like I've got an open studio coming up, so I exhibit and I sell my paintings. Obviously, the books I write are teaching books to teach.
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily complete paintings to sell, because when you paint, it's different from when you teach.
Yeah. What about the future? What can we see from Fiona in the next three, more five
paintings?
Or 10 years?
I've been invited back to Patchings again next year for the Artist and Leisure Painter, so I'll be doing that again. I want to do some more gallery paintings. I've got a couple of galleries interested in my acrylic work, and time permitting, and I can only do a certain number because I'm so busy doing other things. But it's a good thing, because I really appreciate the time I do get when I paint, so I try to keep Sundays free for me, and that means painting. And I try to work first thing in the morning till about 12 o'clock, and then other things take over and I answer emails and stuff. So I try and have some me time, painting, creativity time every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't always happen that way, but I'm trying to.
So have you got any publications that are on the way?
New book? New book.
And who's that with?
Search Press.
Okay, and that's going to be about?
Water soluble media.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be a big chunky book, 128 pages.
Wow.
It's my first big book, and it's covering watercolour, inks, acrylic inks, acrylics, all the Derwent water-soluble pencils, but all combined. There's going to be collage, there's stenciling, there's all sorts.
Wow.
The idea is that it can be just a dip-in book for anybody who has any art materials, and particularly people who've got stuff lurking in cupboards that don't know what to do with. It should be an inspirational book to kind of get them doing stuff with all the bits they've got.
And
cupboards.
When can we expect to see anything on that?
March next year.
March
it's
next
published.
Year.
So I go for the photography in July.
Wow.
And it should be published in March.
Wow.
So I'm really looking forward to
so
that.
So moving
one.
Quickly on that one then.
Yeah,
so
very.
Good. I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So before we finally wrap up, what I've been asking all my interviewees is if they could share with me some pearls of wisdom, or if you like, pearls of inspiration. Firstly, the pearls of inspiration that I'm looking for are for someone who's thinking about picking up a pencil or a paintbrush. Mm. What would you say to inspire someone just to get started?
If you're thinking of drawing or painting, don't worry about what it's going to look like. You've got to want to do it for you. If you're painting for the praise of others, you're painting for the wrong reason. If you're painting for yourself because you enjoy it, you'll achieve far more. Don't paint the way you think others would want you to paint. Paint from the heart.
Paint from the heart. Wow, that is a pearl from the heart. Okay, so for the second pearl of wisdom that I'm looking for is for people who have picked up that pencil or paintbrush and they've started painting.
Yep.
What pearl of wisdom to help them prove what they're doing?
So, I mean, it's different for everybody, but you can only do a certain number of step-by-steps following the way other people paint. Basically, you need to do quite a lot of those to find what you're good at.
Yeah.
If you, for example, like fine detailed work, and I've come across people over the years that have been maybe drafts people or people that enjoy tinkering with fine detail, and they'd love to loosen up.
Yeah.
But actually, no matter how hard they try, those people are never, ever going to loosen up. It's not what they do.
Yeah.
They have got to develop what they're good at, which is the fine detailed work. That's what they need to channel their energy into, what they're good at, and not try and do something that they would like to be able to do.
Okay.
So sometimes you have to compromise and look at what you can do well. So the bits that you do well,
build on those.
Don't try and do another style or another this, or I want to be like so and so. Even if you admire, I mean, there's artists I really admire, but I couldn't do what they do because they sit there poking about for hours. I'm never going to do that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I can't admire it.
No.
But I've got my own way of doing it, and I'm happy with what I do.
Yeah.
And you have to be happy with what you do and develop what you can do, not what you would want to do necessarily.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, the final pearl, all right, because there's only three. There's only
three
pearls.
I thought you said
there were two. Three pearls of wisdom.
Okay.
The final pearl is for people that are now producing art and are thinking, oh, I might be able to make some money at this.
Yeah.
What would you suggest, or how would you inspire them, or what advice could you give them in making a bit of cash out of what they're doing? Because, I mean, hard times are hard at the moment.
They are, and actually people don't want to part with their money very readily for artwork. But I would say the most important thing is do not undersell your work, because I think the worst is when we see exhibitions where painters have bought a second-hand frame and they've painted it up and they're trying to cut costs, and rightly so. And then they put their little piece of work that they're happy with, that they may have spent a week on, and they put it in an exhibition and they think, 20 quid. I'll put 20 quid on it because I think that's what I might get for it. And all they've done is devalued their work by putting £20 on it.
Yeah.
And we don't like to see that, because I think it devalues every artist's work if someone sticks 20 quid on it. It devalues you, and it devalues everybody else. So if you are going to exhibit, make sure it looks really pucker. Make sure that you've done your best with your frame, and make sure you put a reasonable price on. And I would say, really, a piece of individual artwork, you should never sell it for less than £45 or £50. I hate to see, you know, £10, £15 on a piece of work. I think it's very sad, especially framed up piece of work.
Yeah.
So I would say don't undervalue yourself or your work, because it undervalues all artists.
That's an amazing pearl. No one's told me that pearl at all. I've got lots of very... similar pearls, but no one's ever said, don't undervalue
don't
yourself.
Undervalue
That's a really,
yourself.
Really good pearl. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
The final question is, where can we find out more about you? What's your website?
My website is just my name, so it's fionapeart.com. That's FionaPeart. So it's like P-E with art at the end.
Right.
Fionapeart.com.
And on Twitter?
Oh, now there's a link. I'm just Fiona Peart.
Fiona Peart.
Yeah,
it is. I could have said that.
And
for
I've
you.
Got because you thank you. And there's a blog. I do a blog now, and it's linked to my website, so you can find it.
Yeah.
And you can also put your email address in, and you'll get updates every time I update my blog.
Brilliant.
So I keep my blog different from my news page. So
good.
The blog is about what I'm doing every day, painting where I'm going.
Yeah.
So I might do that for
so
a
So it's inside the world of Fiona
Inside
Peart.
The world of what I'm doing. My news page on my website is about what's coming up, maybe a new book.
Yeah.
And it's not my day-to-day painting.
And do you do little free projects on your
yeah,
website
there's,
too,
there's
don't
projects,
you?
There's film clips, there's drawings on there. If people look at the drawings, the interesting thing about the drawings in the gallery is look at the line drawings and how I see things and the lines I make. It's not what I call an ordinary drawing.
Yeah.
Put your pencil on the paper and just follow the line. You can get so much information by just following a line rather than colouring in and shading.
Yeah.
So there's some hatching drawings and there's some line drawings. They're all worth looking at. They're quite fun.
Right. I'm going to finish this interview right now.
And dash off
and
look
I'm going to go somewhere where there's a Wi-Fi signal, because I feel like a fish out of water. And I'm going to go and have a look right now. Fiona, thank you very much.
Thank
You've been
you
very,
very
generous.
Much, Ian. Thank you.